But this is a process of adjustment, which the strongest relationships will survive. And anyhow, such comparatively trivial consequences of the worm cam are surely insignificant compared to the great gift of deeper historical truth which, for the first time, is being made available to us. So I do not endorse the doomsayers. I say, trust the people. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job. There is a growing clamor, tragically impossible to satisfy, to find a way, some way, any way, to change the past, to help the suffering long dead, even to redeem them. But the past is immutable. Only the future is there to be shaped. With all the difficulties and dangers, we are privileged to be alive at such a time. There will surely never again be a time when the light of truth and understanding spreads with such overwhelming rapidity into the darkness of the past. Never again a time when the mass consciousness of mankind is transformed so dramatically. The new generations, born in the omnipresent shadow of the worm cam, will grow up with a very different view of their species and its past, for better or worse. Middle East, circa 1250 BC. Miriam was a tutor of accounting expert systems, certainly no professional historian. But like almost everybody else she knew, she had gotten hold of worm cam time as soon as it had become available, and started to research her own passions. And, in Miriam's case, that passion focused on a single man, a man whose story had been her lifelong inspiration. But the closer the worm cam brought Miriam to her subject, the more, maddeningly, he seemed to dissolve. The very act of observing was destroying him, as if he was obeying some unwelcome form of historical uncertainty principle. Yet she persisted. At last, having spent long hours searching for him in the harsh, confusing sunlight of those ancient deserts, she began to consult the professional historians who had gone before her into these wastes of time. And piece by piece, she confirmed for herself what they had deduced. The career of the man himself, shorn of its supernatural elements, was a fairly crude conflation of the biographies of several leaders of that era, as the nation of Israel had coalesced from groups of Palestinian refugees fleeing the collapse of Canaanite city-states. The rest was invention or theft. That business, for instance, of being concealed in a wicker basket and floated down the Nile in order to save him from murder as a firstborn Israelite, that was no more than a conflation of older legends from Mesopotamia and Egypt, about the god Horus, for example, none of which was based on fact either. And he'd never been an Egyptian prince. That fragment seemed to come from the story of a Syrian called Bey, who had served as Egypt's chief treasurer and had made it to Pharaoh as Ramses Khayyamnetjeru. But what is truth? After all, as preserved by the myth, he had been a complex, human, inspiring man. He was marked by imperfection. He had stammered and often fell out with the very people he led. He even argued with God. But his triumph over those imperfections had been an inspiration over 3,000 years to many people, including Miriam herself, named for his own beloved sister, who had had to overcome the obstacles set in her own life by her cerebral palsy. He was irresistible, as vividly real as any personage from true history, and Miriam knew he would live on into the future. And given that, did it matter that Moses never truly existed? It was a new obsession, Bobby saw, as millions of figures from history, renowned and otherwise, came briefly to life once more under the gaze of this first generation of worm cam witnesses. Absenteeism seemed to be reaching an all-time high, as people abandoned their work, their vocations, even their loved ones, to devote themselves to the endless fascination of the worm cam. It was as if the human race had become suddenly old, content to hide away, feeding on its memories. And perhaps that was how it was, Bobby thought. After all, if the wormwood couldn't be turned away, there was no future to speak of. Maybe the worm cam, with its gift of the past, was precisely what the human race required right now. A bolt hole. And each of those witnesses was coming to understand that one day, she, too, would be no more than a thing of light and shadow, embedded in time, perhaps scrutinized in her turn from some unknowable future. But to Bobby, it was not the mass of mankind that concerned him, not the great currents of history and thought that were stirred, but the breaking heart of his brother.